I'm Terry Clark, and I want to welcome you to my podcast, Country Gold Backstage.
I'm Terry Clark, and I am so happy and thrilled to have one of my good friends as my guest this week. She's who I would consider a legend in country music. That's correct. She says, this is KT Oslin, everybody. Thanks for being here, KT.
You're welcome. I'm happy to be here. I love to talk about me.
Well, we want to talk about you.
Let's talk about me.
You can talk about you all you want. The one thing I want to ask you is, you are just a brilliant songwriter, and your hits, 80s Ladies, Come Next Monday, all of those songs that we remember and we still play on Country Gold, by the way, quite a bit. You weren't much of a co-writer. You did all of that yourself.
I started out, I wrote a little bit, wrote a couple of songs, and then it was so achingly slow for me to do it. And so Diane Petty, my fairy godmother of songwriting, she suggested that I try co-writing for a little bit with Rory Burke and Charlie Black and these great guys. And Rory turned to me when we went out to dinner after we'd finished writing, and he says, you know, Kay, he says, the only reason you need to co-write is if you get lonely.
Really?
And I said, really? He said, yeah. He said, just go on your own.
Since you were writing alone, you were writing all the lyrics and all the music. What usually comes first for you?
They come together. I usually sit down. Usually I've had a line that comes in my head, and it's usually the first one. The first line of the song or the title of the song, and then I sit down with the line and start to play and tinker around and tinkle tinkle.
Well, I don't tinkle, but
no, you're far from tinkle. No,
not that kind of tinkle. Now, how much of a background do you think your theater days did for you in country music? Because a lot of people may not know this, but you have a background in theater, and we were actually telling New York stories here before we went on the air.
Oh, yes, the New York stories. Well, in the big time, in the real big time when you're in there on Broadway, I was a chorus girl. I did nothing, you know. I came out and went... Ah, or I carried the loaf of bread that all the village people carry. There's a village scene. There's always some dumbbell walking around with a loaf of bread in her arm going, ah!
So KT and her loaf of bread.
Yes, my bread. And
yes, my bread.
Where is my bread? I have a wonderful story about the West Side Story. We did a renew of that at Lincoln Center, and a lot of the people were new, kind of in the business, and the last scene of the show is a song, and Maria and a guy named Chino, who's come out of the block, he loves her, and she won't give him a time of day, and she loves Tony, but nobody likes him because he's a white guy, and so Chino comes out at one point. They're Maria and Tony are trying to grab each other, and he shoots him, and he falls down on the floor, and she's hovering over him and singing, there's a place for us, and he fired the gun. Now, this is a new actor. He's not very experienced, and his gun didn't go off. He shot him again. Nothing. And everybody's backstage going, what? The backup gun didn't go off. Nothing went off. So he, in interpersonal breaths, would choke Tony.
So he gave up shooting, yeah, and started choking?
Yeah. He didn't shoot anymore. You just choked him. There's a... Then he pulled back and let them sing.
Oh, that is hilarious. That's what you call improvising.
Yeah, and we had shawls and things like that on. We had them all over our head, and they were just shaking. It was like this.
For those who can't see, KT's taken a scarf and put it over her head.
Now my hair is really pretty.
That's why we're doing radio today.
Uh-huh, thank goodness. Absolutely. Thank you so much for that.
Well, you look at me. I didn't come all gussied up either.
Well, we don't have to.
We have faces for radio today.
We have faces for anything.
That's right. You know, there's a lot of talk right now about how tough it is for women in country music, and it's not a new story, you know?
It is not a new story, and it's, what the heck? It just seems to tell, I've seen it happen later now. The women have to take off more clothes. They have to be sexier, more and more sexy. And okay, they can have a song and sing, I guess. It's
about priorities, right? And it seems like...
I don't know what it's about. I feel very sorry for the women. The men, all they have to do is be cute. A lot of them, and sing pretty good and get a hold of a good song that's written for them. The writers write more songs for the men than they do the women.
That's very true. And, you know, the thing I admire so much about you, and a lot of us do, is when you hit as a solo artist, you were in your 40s, that would not happen today.
No, not going to happen. How old are you, lady? Oh, 49. Right. I keep moving.
Yeah, well, 29 keep moving.
19, get out of town.
It seems like if you're over 30, I mean, that's taboo.
It's just painful. It's painful that happens.
Watching too much of The Bachelor.
Oh, I can't stand that stuff. It just gives me the screaming heebie-jeebies. Are you that stupid that you would go on a talk show and pick a husband and cry because he didn't pick you and give you a rose? Oh, my. That's impossible.
So you came out with 80s ladies in your 40s. Exactly how old were you? And
well, if I remember correctly, I was 40. Yeah, 49, because we used to make jokes about we better hurry up and get this thing out because it's not going to be the 40s anymore.
That's amazing.
It's going to be 80s ladies.
And you were winning CMA awards and ACM awards and Grammy awards.
I was shocked to death by that. You know, I thought people would like the song. I really did. I thought people would like my music. I never expected it to holler and bump the way it did. It just went crazy. But we needed a little change from what we were being dosed with. Yeah, just a little change and just step out. Don't be afraid. And I think, as far as my writing goes, I didn't listen to music. I still don't listen. I never listen to music.
Really?
No. Because I thought sitting up in New York and not having a radio station to listen to, not knowing much about the format, I thought, well, the idea of the thing is to be unique, mm-hmm. is to be different and original. No, it's not. Come out with that ding, 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 ding for a while. That was going on. And so I didn't listen to music because I didn't want to copy what I heard. And it's very easy to do that. If you're a devotee of, oh, I know every one of, you know, Loretta Lynn's songs, and now you start vaguely sounding like Loretta Lynn, mm-hmm. and we've already got Loretta Lynn.
I listened to K.T. Oslin, though.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Hold Me was such a different song for its time in 1988, and starting the way it did with you just talking about the characters in the song. You were speaking in verse and nobody did that. Like, what was the reaction to that when you first put that song out?
Shock and disbelief. They just said, what? What is she doing? I did that because I thought the song, when I wrote it, should be a duet. But quite frankly, I just couldn't figure out who would mate up with me. Mm-hmm. They were either too young or they were not my style or whatever. We just didn't go together. So I thought, well, why don't we make it a narrative? Husband comes in, he sits down, says, his wife, turn down that television. And it just shocked people, and I think they just didn't know what to do. There was a fabulous sushi place downtown at the time that came out. We used to go there all the time. And the wife was a little younger than the husband, and she was very demure, oh, just achingly demure. And she came up to me. She never spoke to me much. And she says, oh, Miss, she was Japanese. She says, oh, Miss Katie, she says, that song of yours that's out now, don't kiss me like my husband kissed me like his brother. I said, what? That's a good one. Never thought of it that way. Don't kiss me like my husband kiss me like his brother.
I'm crying. I'm laughing so hard. That is so funny.
I thought that was funny.
I went to see Mary Chapin Carpenter at the CMA Theater on Friday night, and oh, me too. And it was so brilliant. And she sang "He Thinks He'll Keep Her," and that kind of songwriting reminds me of your songwriting.
Yeah, absolutely. It was tongue in cheek.
Totally.
Yeah.
Such great lyrics.
Yeah.
Who were some of your favorite people to tour with in the 80s and 90s? Who do you have some really good dirt?
They put me up with mostly men. I worked with the Judds one night. They had some problems with the thing, and so they asked me if I would come and do it. And I said, oh, yeah, I'd love to. And when I first heard about them, they told me, somebody was saying, there's a new act coming out with mother and daughter. I said, a mother and daughter? I said, oh, that's interesting. I said, what are their names? And I thought he said, the Jugs. I said, the Jugs? That's great.
That ought to be huge.
Light them up. That's going to be a hit.
What's your favorite Judd song?
Well, I liked a lot of their songs. I like the rhythm of songs because they old Missy Face, she has great time.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Like Rocking with the Rhythm of the Rain.
Yeah, that was very badass. Excuse me.
No, we say it all the time.
Okay. I liked the way they did Old Pictures. I was surprised that they did it, but they did a really good job on it.
And you wrote that.
I did. I wrote it with Jerry Gillespie. Jerry Gillespie and I wrote. He came up to New York. I got the flu and was just deadly ill. And we wrote that song together, and then I sent him home on a plane.
So you did a lot of touring in the 80s and 90s, probably with a lot of different artists. Are there any artists of that time that we play them all on the show that stand out to you, or stories, or anybody that particularly you thought was just really kind or you admired musically?
You know, I thought they were all good. They were all first-class guys. Randy Travis, Alabama, blonde, attractive Texas. Oh, my exes.
Oh, George Strait, King George.
King George, bring him on. Nilly Billy, whatever that is. Willy Nilly.
Well, we can play All My Exes Live in Texas if you want to hear it.
Well, why not? Blow it out.
That's great.
I really liked a lot of Alabama stuff. And they were like the country
Eagles.
Yeah. Exactly. The country Eagles to me. And I was hearing that on the radio in New York. We didn't have a country station when I was at this period. And I just thought they were right on the spot. And I thought that's what I got into country, because I heard an album of Willie Nelson's. And it was two stories on one side. One is about the breakup, about a marriage. And one was the story of the wife, and one was the story of the husband, his idea on it. And it was really great stuff. And I thought, whoa, is this what country music has become? Yeah, I mean, because I'm not bluegrass and ying, 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 ying. Well, I'm going to play one of my most fabulous songs.
So Alabama was one of those bands that you heard that you thought maybe there was a niche for you in the country genre, because absolutely, what they were doing was something more similar to what you could do.
Yes, it was close to me. And I thought, well, what? And now if I'm really different, then I'll have a break, you know, I'll get in there. I think also my personality, because I was not the sweet reclining little lady that sat in the back and didn't say anything. I just came out right out with it. I'm a New Yorker. I've been living there for 23 years in New York. Hey!
Well, I want to say one thing that I think you were very empowering. You still are. It's empowerment for women, not just women bearing their midriffs, but older women who are looking for that champion, that person that relates to them. You're like Bette Midler. You're iconic in your voice for women.
I tried to be myself and just edge it on up, and I found myself going for a joke every chance I get. And I didn't stop it. You know, when I was a chorus girl, I was the same way. Chorus girl. Hey, I'm a chorus girl.
Of all your hits, what's your favorite song? Can you pick a favorite song?
No, a lot of them are my little babies. I liked them all. I have to say, I think Do You is a great little piece. And, of course, 80s Ladies. I listened to that song as I'm singing it, and those were damn good lyrics. You know, I mean, I nailed that thing on. And I just wrote it thinking it'd be a nice song to sing for an audience.
How long did it take to write that song? Because it's so brilliant.
Years. I would do a few things, and it took me years.
Well, it's a story.
Neva Sawyer. Mm-hmm. Neva Sawyer. It took me years to write that. Neva Sawyer was a high wire walker with the circus. Blank. And I would run up a brick wall. Then I'd leave it alone for a year or so, and I'd come back to it. It took me years.
You're patient.
I am patient with myself, but I know when to stop hammering at it. Yeah. I don't hammer it and settle.
KT Osland, thank you so much for being my guest on Country Gold.
Forever. I had more happy times than I realize. But you're very welcome, and thank you for coming up and brightening my day.
Thank you for being here, and all your fans are going to be so happy to hear from you.
Oh, yes. Well, you tell them I've been sick. We can tell them about that if you want to.
You can talk about that.
I started acting a little crazy, and went to the doctor, and I have Parkinson's. Oh my, Parkinson's causes you to fall. And I fell down the steps here, and I took a bad fall. I'm still recovering from it, and it's taken, what, 8 months?
8 months?
I'm still wearing my little boot thing, but I'm coming out of it, you know. It was an awful thing, and I never want to go through that again, but hopefully I won't have to. But everybody has been wondering, well, where is she? What is she doing? I didn't just walk away. I was kind of pushed away. I kind of fell away.
Well, you know, you're doing fantastic, and I'm here to report you're doing much, much better these days, and all your fans out there will be glad to know.
Well, I hope you are interested enough to know. I probably won't be coming back to sing, but you never know. I'm awfully hard-headed.
I know. Whenever you're ready, we're ready to hear you again. KT Osland, thank you so much.
Thank you. Country Gold with Dave.